With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Campus demonstrators may be facing a tough road ahead.
Students around the nation are being arrested, suspended, put on probation, and in rare cases, expelled from college for participating in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Their plight has become a central part of the protest, with some faculty now demanding amnesty for the protesters. At issue is whether law enforcement will clear the students of charges or whether the suspensions and legal records may follow them the rest of their lives. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says administrators need to hold protesters to certain levels of civility.
I think it's a dangerous situation. You said pro-Palestinian. There's also anti-Semitism, which is completely unacceptable. I've been shocked to see that in this country. First responsibility is the administrations of these colleges. That's the first responsibility.
Meanwhile, also at SRNNews.com, President Biden again spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The White House says Mr. Biden reiterating his clear position as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. On ABC's This Week, John Kirby, the national security spokesman, said the military is getting closer to completing a pier in southern Gaza to help bring in humanitarian aid supplies.
It certainly will help increase the volume of aid that's getting into Gaza, but nothing can replace, quite frankly, nothing can replace the ground routes and the trucks that are getting in.
Israel is among the countries that Secretary of State Blinken will visit as he returns to the Middle East on Monday. Tornadoes raking through the Midwest, 4 people dead in Oklahoma, thousands left without power. This is SRN News. There's a new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democrat-leaning states now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. A growing number of moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. Delta Airlines is raising pay for flight attendants and other non-union workers by 5%.
The airline is also boosting starting pay for all its U.S. jobs to at least $19 an hour. The pay raises come as Delta braces for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. The Association of Flight Attendants hopes to qualify for another vote among Delta cabin crews by year's end.
Jeremy House reporting. Union President Sarah Nelson says Delta's huge profits should translate into industry-leading pay and benefits for flight attendants, but they are not. Dubai International Airport, the world's busiest for international travel, will move its operations to the city-state's second sprawling airfield in its southern desert reaches within the next 10 years. It's a project worth nearly $35 billion. Sunday's announcement marks the latest chapter in the rebound of its long-haul carrier Emirates. This is SRN News.